Welcome, everyone, to the One More Game podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jeremy Culver, a.k.a. Darcy, and with me is the California Thirst Quencher, Pete Leisure. Pete, how you doing, man?
New year, same old club pleasure. We are going in the middle of a winter storm currently. So, our version of a winter storm down in Southern California is we deal with a torrent of rain, and it's a lot of rain. And because we've been in a drought, just so you know, everybody, that the ground isn't exactly set up to necessarily get a bunch of water all at one time, where you're like 200% or so above our month to date, which granted has only been a week. It's only been a week, but you know, the ground hasn't been saturated enough. So it's a lot of like running like just muddy water, nasty, gnarly stuff, but it's mostly cleared up. So we're going to get a break, I think, for a couple of days, and then we're going to get back to it. And we definitely need the rain. So in the aggregate, it's definitely good. We're celebrating because it's a new year. Jeremy, this is the first time we've actually been together. I got a little bubbly and sudsies. Not really bubbly or sudsies, but I got some some sake, some Hiro sake imported from Japan. I went to BevMo earlier, so ready to go on that front. Ready to celebrate with one of my best friends, Jeremy, as we talk about the games coming up for this year.
Yeah, and first off, I want to say, of course, you know, you're right. It's not bubbly, it's not subtly, but it still fits exactly what you're going for. A little bit of the bubbly. All right, so yes, we are here. It's a 2023, getting things going here. Again, bringing One More Game podcast back from a little hiatus. We typically do not take a little hiatus. We really, of course, it's part of the intro, which I will talk about it and say it here in a little bit. We do this basically each and every week. And when we normally have like a little bit of a gap, I will find a way to record something ahead of time to fill that gap. And I think this was like one of the first times that I was like, no, we're going to take an actual break. We'll take a small break to get things going. So, of course, that was a little bit of time in between there. And I definitely enjoyed my time away, spending time with the family and getting things together here for this episode. And of course, as you said, we're going to be looking at the year ahead, 2023, what games are on the horizon, and some of the various things that we're hoping, of course, come around in the horizon. And I also want to say, last thing before we get into the opening is, yes, you are facing some waters, but it sounds like, if I'm understanding correctly, it's not as bad as things are kind of looking up in San Francisco, because I was listening to the Kind of Funny podcast, and they've been having some like power outages and like all these all these things going on. So like you're feeling good right now. You avoided
NorCal got. I don't know if anybody's actually like looked at the weather for this area, but essentially what we had is a giant monsoon kind of thing. They're not calling it a monsoon, but it's basically a giant rotational like vortex of rainy weather just like sitting off the coast, just like whirling back and forth. Like I've never really had rain like coming in from the east, because you know, weather moves from west to east. So the fact that it was like looping around and hitting us, like coming back around from the east, was a little bit of a weird thing have to deal with. Obviously, the vehicles, not necessarily my vehicle, because I'm from the Midwest, was mostly kept up to snuff for possible rainy weather. But, a lot of people don't know how to drive in it. So, but, I've also lived in places where there's actually a lot of rainy and wet weather, and people don't seem to know how to drive there either. So, you know. But yeah, thankfully down here, I feel like we mostly dodged a lot of the like power outages and stuff like that. I haven't heard too much about that. People up in NorCal, though, hoping y'all are doing safe, as well as this is a little bit of a left turn. We'll talk about it in a little bit. I'm not going to bring it up now. But anyway, prayers up for NorCal. Hope everybody is doing well up there for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And we had a winter storm here as well. You know, definitely a different winter storm than you had, of course, or that you're having. We had like 19 inches of snow over the last couple of days. So it's been real fun up here in the cold Midwest Minnesota weather. So I would definitely trade probably some of your warmer but rainy temperatures than the cold, you know, snowy temperatures that we had here.
You didn't have to move to Minnesota. That was a choice you made.
So. That is very true. That is a self-inflicted injury right there. But everybody, you're enough about the weather. We didn't come here for the weather. You came here to talk about video games. So welcome everyone to the One More Game podcast. This is a podcast that is centered around making sure you're informed about all the video game news happening around the world, whether it is Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation, or PC. If there's news that you need to know about, we'll make sure that you know about it. When you're listening to this on your podcast service, make sure you hit the subscribe button or the follow button depending on what your service offers. And if your podcast service allows reviews, please leave a 5-star review and tell everyone why you love the One More Game podcast, because we really enjoy bringing this to you each and every week. If you'd like to be part of the show by asking a question or suggesting a topic for discussion, head on over to pressstartnews.net/onemoregame and fill out the submission form, and your submission could be used on the next episode. Or you could drop it off here live in the chat when we record it here at youtube.com/pressstart28. That is, one more time, youtube.com/pressstart28. And of course, we will reference it in the show as it comes up. But you're not listening to that right now. You are probably, if you aren't here over in the chat, you're listening to this on the podcast service. So please go use that submission form, and we will likely pull that up on a future episode. I want to say real quick, just because some people know, like, this is usually a week of type of podcast. We talk about news for the week, and yes, there was a lot of news that did come out this week, but we had already predetermined what we were going to talk about the first episode coming back. So if you want to listen to things that came out this week, there's a lot of other episodes that are probably taking care of that right now on podcasts. We're going to be talking about the year to come here in 2023. However, if this is your first time to the podcast, welcome to the podcast. I hope you enjoy your listen, and I hope you enjoy your stay. But if you are returning, you already know what it is. We start off every single podcast talking about what we've been playing lately. So, Pete, what have you been playing lately?
I have been playing a game that I am going to start out by saying, if you enjoy the Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy V, basically late NES, Sega, CD Genesis era, early PlayStation era, pixelated kind of JRPGs, you should give this one a shot. I'm talking about Chained Echoes. This game I have loved. It has been a blast to play. It has been one of my favorite new games. Possibly my favorite new game that I've like tried because of being on the podcast and trying different games. It is, I've really, really enjoyed it. The best way I could describe it, honestly, is the creator, I think Matthias Linda is the developer's name. It was started out as a single developer. Then I got a Kickstarter, and I believe they've hired some other people since then. But the Matthias Linda was the main creator in the beginning, especially in a solo project for a long time before moved on to get some help and some more funding. And basically the game takes away a lot of the stuff that like kind of like you just accepted from older games but maybe didn't necessarily enjoy about it, like the world map. You go around and like, you know, every like the joke is every 10 or 15 steps you get into another fight, you get into another world map battle against a bunch of mooks that you'll just, you know, destroy. But because of the loading time to get the new screen up and then the loading time to get back to the old screen and also showing all the XP, you know, it takes a relatively long time. This game removes a lot of that, but keeps all the charm from the older games. You got the boss, you still got your boss battles, you got your text on screen kind of thing. The story is really reminiscent of like a Final Fantasy VI kind of game, Final Fantasy VII, where a couple of the main characters You get introduced to the party, and not everybody necessarily is who they seem they are. And, you know, there's like secret things and like pointing to like past lives and all this kind of mumbo jumbo that's like really like doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But the further you go along, it's the pieces start kind of sort of coming together and that kind of stuff. And it's just, it's been a real blast. I've really enjoyed it. All the characters have kind of like their own jobs and stuff like that, but also kind of cool thing. It's kind of like a mix. Like it's Final Fantasy, traditional Final Fantasy style. Of like each character has like a job specific that they are good at, but also you can pick up these things called class emblems, which boost your characters and also give them specific skills that they can learn. And those class, you can give like your fighter, you can give them like a cleric class if you want, like a sort of like a second healer in like your party and stuff like that, to teach them some healing skills, or just supercharge and be like, we're going to give you the warrior class, so you're already our damage dealer and stuff like that. So a lot of stuff like that, a lot of customization. The level, talking again about some stuff that the game kind of replaces, instead of just traditional, just like level grinding, you basically, it focuses more on completing like mini quest kind of thing. It's got like a quest board of like stuff like, oh, find 10 collectibles, or beat X amount of this creature that shows up in this region. And then you build that up and you get another chance to learn another skill. So it's more skill. It's more like a skill based thing where you can like teach your character like, oh, I want to learn these skills that you can actually like, you could learn, your spellcaster can learn like another spell, or, you know, you can give them more magic points or tech points, I think they call them in the game, or you can increase their critical chance or their critical damage and that kind of stuff. So it's, instead of like, there's a lot of custom, like I said, there's a lot of customization in the game. Basically, I'm just ranting and raving because the game is a lot of fun. The imagery, the pixelated imagery is really enjoyable. The gameplay is awesome, especially if you're a fan of like the JRPG style. And if you like any of those old time games, and Jeremy, I know you and I both, and a lot of our mutual friends, love the hell out of them. Give it a shot, especially if you have Game Pass, because it is on Game Pass, which means if you're paying for Game Pass, you already have access to the game. So, but even if it's on like Steam or something like that, I think it's also on Switch. It's only $25. If you could, you know, wait for it to go on sale at random points, you could probably get it for even cheaper than that. Not a whole lot of money. It's about 30 to 40 hours of your time, so not even like a super long time, but, you know, an enjoyable attitude nonetheless with it. I had a lot of fun, a huge blast.
Yeah, you've been you know, posting about it and screenshots. Mm-hmm. I mean, you even you know, peeling back the curtain real quick, you even messaged me like on Facebook, or you shouldn't say message, you posted on Facebook and tagged me in it and was like, can I change my game of the year?
It was like, more tongue-in-cheek, but yes, like if this, I will say, if this game was out like in like August or something like that, yeah, I probably would have put this as my game of the year, but I'm not actually going to change it because I do think Pokemon Scarlet deserves it. But like, that's how good this game was for me. Like, this game was a blast.
Have you beaten it yet?
I have not. No, I've actually kind of slowed up the last couple of days. Like, I was playing it, like, I come back from work, partially because like my work schedule has been kind of like a lot of days where I've been like 10 to 7. So I get off at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, get back, and I play for a couple hours before bed. And so I was doing that, but now I kind of got a little fatigued about it because I've been playing it for like 2 weeks straight or whatever. So now I'm kind of like slowing it down a little bit, you know, and just kind of like backing off, and then I'll jump back in again and try to finish it off. So, but yeah, so I haven't beaten it yet, but there's like, I think there's 4 acts and I'm in the middle of act 2 currently. So,
okay. Yeah, I know that it's been very, very well received. Obviously, those that don't know, you bought the game for me. Like, that was my Christmas gift from you. So I haven't started it yet because, sure, of course, I have a bunch of other games that are currently, you know, on my backlog, as you well know. So
yeah, I felt bad buying it for you because I was like, I'd played it. I'm like, oh, I love this game. I want Jeremy to get it. But I was like, I didn't want to just like buy it. But then I saw it was on your, because I was actually going through your wish list, but then I saw it was on your wish list and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Now I don't feel bad now because it's actually a game that you wanted. I wasn't gonna buy it if it wasn't something that you actually didn't like want. So the fact that it was on your wish list was the main reason. Otherwise, I would have picked something else. Yeah. I did feel bad about that though.
I was a little surprised you bought it for me simply because it was on Game Pass. But I kind of figured it was like I don't have my Game Pass subscribed right now, but obviously, like, I could at any moment, like, just subscribe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but, so, like, I was a little surprised you chose it, but at the same time, it was, you know, like you said, I didn't have it, so I kind of was like, well, that makes sense. I think that, you know, is the fact, but I do want to shout out, like, I'm glad it's so well received, because you may not remember this, some others may remember this, but when Chained Echoes was back on... like there was a demo that was out. I want to say it was for Gamescom, or maybe it was a little bit before then. I played it and I talked about it here on the podcast as like, what have you been playing lately? I talked about the demo.
I remember you mentioning it. Yes.
And I had said, you know, talked about like I, you know, leading up to its release, like I was really intrigued by the game. I played the demo. I enjoyed the demo. I wish, you know, I played more of the demo. But I remember at that time, that's when they had their trailer where it ended with just asterisk Burr 2022. And it was like, because they hadn't decided which, you know, Burr month it was gonna be, and so like I had, you know, talked about wanting to get it, so you know, I'll finally of course jump into it here at some point, but I'm just very happy how well it's received. And as you said, you know, like it was a one-man team for a while, and now, you know, it's been received the way that it you know, a lot of us had hoped for, and so I'm glad that it was received that way. I've been playing quite a bit of different things, as is not unaccustomed to hear on the podcast. You know, of course I cannot ever just stick with one game. So first off, I'll talk about my board game that I played. I played Testament. Ooh. I don't remember if I played Testament before our last episode, but I played Testament. And Testament, as I had made mention before at some point on the podcast, it's basically like the board game version of a dungeon crawler like Final Fantasy. And I was going to back it on Kickstarter years ago. Didn't, and then I finally found it, or like refound it and bought it. So we played it. I enjoyed it. It is really complicated though, especially when like your first time playing it, and like my wife and I were trying to play it, and we had a good time, but because we both were trying to learn it, there was some frustrations that did come out during that play. But we got to the boss of the first level, and then we stopped, and then we ended up putting the board game away because we just hadn't gotten back to it. But played that. It is fun. We'll get back to it at some point. I played some more Soul Hackers 2, which is fun, as I've talked about here on the podcast. I played a bunch of things, so I'm trying to like figure out which one I actually want to talk about. Do you want me to talk about, I guess, like an old, like it's a game that I've talked about here on the podcast, but I didn't play it too much, or do you want me to talk about a brand new game? I guess let me ask you that, Pete.
Talk about a brand new game. It's the holiday. We're just getting out of the holiday season. Everybody's talking about all the new games that they got for Christmas or the holidays or whatever. So we'll talk about a brand new.
So we'll do that then. So then I played some more Legend of Heroes Trails from Zero. And obviously having a blast with that one, as everyone knows that's been around the podcast. I'm a huge Trails fan, so I'm really enjoying that in what I've gotten to play of that. I also recently started playing Babylon's Fall again because we've talked about it. It was my you know, underrated essentially game of the year. It shuts down on February 28th, which happens to be my birthday, so I'm gonna get the platinum on that. And if you want to watch me get the platinum, come back here to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/pressstart28, on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time, because I will be streaming it again, and I'm pretty like 99% sure I will have the platinum on that stream. So we will get that platinum. But the brand new game that I played, what was that?
I was knocking on wood that happens.
Yeah, I'm like 99% sure. I have like I have one trophy I need to get. It's basically, the trophy is I have to enhance my armor or a weapon now. Sorry, enhance my weapon to level 10. It's at level 8 or 9 right now, and I will have enough mats to upgrade it, or I think I'll have enough mats to upgrade it on Friday. So it's just like, I literally just got to get the mats, and then it's like, boom, I have the platinum trophy. Gotcha. So like, right. I should have it. But the brand new game that I played, and I did stream it here for a little bit over on youtube.com/pressstart28, but I did take a little pause because I'm playing Babylon's Fall for a little bit to get that platinum, is Super Robot Wars 30. So Super Robot Wars 30 is basically a crossover game of a bunch of mecha animes come together and in a strategy tactical RPG format. And I love tactical strategy RPGs. I mean, I'm a huge fan of those. Obviously, I make mention about Final Fantasy Tactics all the time and some various other tactical strategy games. I know I was like harping on Pete to jump on the tactical strategy bandwagon at some point, and he basically said, no, I'm not hopping on that. But I'm playing some more, or played some of that. My friend Zach bought it for me as my Christmas gift from him, and I gotta say, man, is it fun! Like my one complaint, I'll get the complaint out of the way. And I knew it heading in, is that it is a dense text game. Like there's a lot of text to story in that, and there's no voice acting in like the story components, which is a little frustrating because like there is dialogue during battles, but for some reason during like the actual like telling of the story, like there's no dialogue. And I mean, like, to the point which I had said on stream that I wish, like, I would have been just fine with this. There's not even the like expression voice acting or like the grunts that happen of being like, huh, you know, like things like that during like the text lines. It's literally just like dead silent and there's music, and like that's the story. And that's my biggest complaint, because if they filled that a little bit with some voice acting, I would have been much happier. But the game itself is so fun. Like I love the tactical strategy aspect, but watching like the attack animation go through, there is some clean attack animations that go through that and like just feel like awesome. And then what makes it even better, in my opinion at least, is like when it's your turn to attack and you like start to attack, there's this like epic like Japanese music that just like starts to play, and it's like and you're like, all right, like we're about to, like, you know, typical anime, like the hero is about to like win the fight type of music. So you like get hyped just watching the attack animation go through. And so it's a lot of fun. I have only played a few hours of it. You know, I don't know exactly off the top of my head. I think I've played 2-3 hours of it, so I'm still really early into it, but it's a lot of fun. I expect that I'm going to enjoy it a ton. Like I said, the only reason we put it on pause right now is because I'm trying to get the platinum in Babylon's Fall before it shuts down. But it's a good one. And I think that the sale just ended for it, unfortunately. But it goes on sale like pretty regularly now, so those that are interested in it can go pick that up. Or if you want to, I can drop a link in the description notes for people to go check it out, which can help support the podcast. And I'll also throw in Chained Echoes in the show notes. So if you go by using those links, you'll help the show out. So both of them fairly fun. You know, Pete, like we've talked about this before, and I know we're kind of going long, but I'm totally fine with it. Is I'm a Gundam fan. All right, I like Gundam. Uh-huh. I don't watch it a ton. I don't, you know, I've never watched, we've had this discussion, I've never watched a full season of Gundam ever. Like, even like a, you know, a quote unquote 12 episode arc. Like, I do not know if I've ever watched a whole like back-to-back-to-back 12 episodes of a season.
I'm saying like they don't have 12 episode arcs. They're basically usually like 50. They're basically 50 episodes. I mean, there's probably some shorter, like I think 8th MS Team is like a 13 episode show, but the regular mainline ones, they're all like a year long.
Yeah. I really like it. And I will say, even though like this will not happen, we know this, like as much as they say it, is like playing Super Robot Wars 30 is like, yeah, I want to go watch some Gundam. Like, I just want to go watch some Gundam again. Like it was getting me that hyped, basically.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's fantastic. It's interesting because there's a bunch of I wonder how interested it would be for you to like try some of the other like mecha anime that are on there too, because it's not just it's obviously not just Gundam, otherwise you'd call it Gundam. They just call it Super Robot Wars because there's a ton of mecha anime out there. Gundam just happens to be one of the more well-known ones. I totally understand that. I am more of the Dynasty Warriors Gundam fan more than the strategy, just because, man, jumping into one of those mobile suits and just like flying around and just blowing up a bunch of just like mook robots is just so much damn fun. And then again, going to your super attack thing, it's kind of the same thing, like just flying around in like Wing Zero, and then all of a sudden you just whip out your buster rifle and just like mow down like a whole like zone of them. It's just like there's nothing like it, and the music's always rad. That's one of the things that I think is most underrated about anime. Like, they get music right so often.
Oh yeah,
it just sets the tone like so perfectly. And a lot of, like, even in shows that are like toyetic shows, like I guess Gundam is kind of like that, but also like Yu-Gi-Oh and like Cardfight Vanguard, games based off of like basically out there to sell toys. Mm-hmm. Or sell cards in this case. Like, even there, it's like, oh shoot, this like song is like fits really well with the tone of the scene and like really gets you into the perfect mood. It's like fantastic how a lot of that stuff works.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I totally buy that. Like, they just nail the music because they just always seem to. And
yeah, you know. I definitely am, like you said though, like I am curious to go check out some of these other mecha animes, and like, you know, I don't remember what's all in there off the top of my head. Oh, I'm sure like I've seen dozens. Some of them. But like, I will admit, like, the one thing that I've already done so far is I'm like, oh, what anime is this one a part of? Like, is this a Gundam anime or is this a different anime? Like, I'm not 100% sure. So like, I totally get it. But just going real quick to the music, you know, like, that's probably one thing that got me into anime is like, and let's just be serious. Like, I'm talking about the intro music here for this, the opening music, of course. But that's like, of course, that's what you get met by the opening music in each show. But like, literally, it ended up being one of my favorite animes. But like, the whole reason I really like Dead Man Wonderland is because of the opening music for Dead Man Wonderland. Like, that song is so good, and it just set the tone of like, this is gonna be a badass anime. Like, yep. I know not some people don't like how it ended up, you know, going down in the road of its anime, and you know, kind of deterring a little bit from the manga, but that opening is fire. And so
you gotta set the mood.
All right, well, we just set the mood for this episode, so let's talk a little bit about what's coming up here on the episode, because we're talking about one thing and one thing only, and my camera just decided to refresh. There we go. Now I'm back in focus. You're focused on the year of 2023 and the games that are coming to be. Look at that segue. That was a perfect one. Anyway, we're going to be talking
a little bit. You're a legit news person.
It's almost like I did this before. almost like I did. But anyways, we're going to talk about the year of 2023, the games that are coming up, and it's more of a free-for-all open discussion. We've had these episodes before, so if you are familiar here, it's going to be one of those things where Pete and I have some things that we're going to talk about, or at least some outlines of things we want to talk about, but it's going to be a free-flowing conversation, kind of what comes to our head, and throw it out there. And so, right now, again, that's usually where I would talk about all the things we're coming up, but we're just talking about the year of 2023. And Pete, we already know this first part that I set it up as, the opening discussion. We already know what mine is, all right? What is the game that you're most looking forward to? That's an easy one for me, Final Fantasy 16. All right, move on. No, I'm just kidding. It is obviously the one that I'm looking forward to, but I'm going to choose a different one for the sake of the argument, because...
Oh, curveball.
Because it's like anyone that's been around the podcast knows it's been Final Fantasy 16. Hell, we talked about it on an episode of me crying off of the trailer. Like, we know that's the one I'm most excited for. So before I get into the one that I'm most excited for as my little curveball, I want to ask you, what is the game you're most excited for coming out, or at least tentatively coming out in 2023?
Well, I didn't deviate at all from my pick. I zeroed in on one and I was like, this is it and it's going to be it. And it's kind of, I don't want to say a shame because there's a lot of like big name games coming out, like even just like in the first month, let alone the rest of the year. Like we got like Diablo 4 is projected to be out. You already mentioned Final Fantasy 16, which is not my Street Fighter, not going to be not the one that I picked. Street Fighter 6, another Legend of Heroes game. Armored Core is coming out. We have a ton of big games, but I'm picking Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth. That was the one I'm looking forward to the most. That was the first game that came to my mind when I saw the question. And when I went through the list, I was like, man, there's a lot of big name, awesome games coming out this, or like you said, potentially coming out this year. There's Marvel Spider-Man 2. I loved the first one of that one. I got to get on playing the 1.5, I guess, with Miles Morales. Mm-hmm. But it's Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm really hoping that they don't delay that. I'm really hoping that it does come out in winter 2023, because I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to play the hell out of it. And I'm really looking forward to what they do with the storyline, considering all the changes they've made so far. And that was just my game. And despite all the big names coming out, all the cool games that look like they might be showing up, that's the one that's on my list. So I got to ask you, since Final Fantasy 16 has been taking off, you benched him.
I did.
He's gone now, even though you cried over him.
I did.
What is your pick now? What is your pick?
So I got to say, of course, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth easily could have been the next one, but I decided I'm not putting Final Fantasy at all.
You're not doing
that's
it.
Like that's just you can't too make easy. Me. Again, yeah, it's like yeah. It's just a too easy option for myself.
I get it.
So the one that I'm actually going with it's one that if you know this game, like let me just put it that way, because the game may actually fly under the radar for you. But like if you know this game, like you would go, knowing me, oh yeah, that totally makes sense that it would be another one you're really looking forward to. And that's Eudian Chronicles 100. What is the actual title?
That was
title?
Another one that I was looking at.
Yeah, Eudian Chronicle 100 Heroes. All right. And this is a game, for those that don't know, it's a spiritual successor of Suikoden. It's basically a lot of the original members of the Suikoden series putting this game together. This game was a Kickstarter project. I think it funded itself in like 30 minutes and was like blown out of the water. It was like people were just so hyped for this game. And I was one of those. I didn't back the Kickstarter simply because, especially at that time, I was not like huge into backing Kickstarters. I think I had only backed one Kickstarter at that time, and it was a card game, not a video game. But of course, Microsoft has kind of jumped on board to help in the marketing and production of this. So this game is going to be on Game Pass for those that don't know about it. But Eudian Chronicle 100 Heroes, I've been really looking forward to this and seeing what this game is going to be about. This is one of those things where as a kid, I skipped the Suikoden games. I didn't even actually really know them. Like I saw them, but I never jumped on them, never tried them. And it wasn't until years later when I was, already graduated college. Admittedly, Jason Schreier, when he was still at Kotaku, wrote an article basically about Suikoden 2 that said, here is like basically the best JRPG you've never played. And I looked at it and read the article and saw all the screenshots and I was like, how did I miss this? Like this seems so up my alley. So when Eudian Chronicles got announced revealed as a Kickstarter project, I was totally on board. And so it feels crazy to me, admittedly, that it's releasing this year, because like it always felt like this was a game that was like years away. Like it was just like it's not this year, it's not next year, it was years away, and it's like it's finally here to play, which is crazy that it's coming out in a year that Konami is also releasing the Suikoden 1 and 2 remasters.
I was actually about to bring that up. I was like, if you had missed that, that's another one on the list.
Yeah.
That's another one on the list.
Yeah,
HD remasters.
So it's like it's just so interesting. I've seen a lot of speculation that like Konami decided to do this because they knew that it was, like, basically, Konami had announced the remasters, I think it was about a year ago or 2 years ago now, but it's almost like a lot of people are speculating that Konami decided to do this because they saw what happened with the Kickstarter project and the hype around it and decided, let's try to take a little bit of their thunder away and release it in the same year. And so, like, I would not put it past Konami to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say they take their thunder, but I definitely do think they saw an opportunity. I mean, like, hey, people are going to want to maybe try this. You know, this game that was based on Suikoden, kind of about this one that's actually the games.
Yeah. You
so I totally believe that.
You liked the game that's a spiritual successor and has the original members of Suikoden? Well, here's the original games of Suikoden.
Yeah. So I 100% believe they did that.
Yeah. So I'm looking, you know, that's kind of the next one. And as you said, though, there's a lot, like, this year, you know, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people, you know, made mention of this, especially last year in 2022, of like, you know, 2022 was like almost like the year of releases, like backlogs because of the pandemic. And so, like, games, you know, 2022 in some people's mindset was a fairly stacked or a fairly good year in video games. And I would agree to that. But, like, for me, 2023, just based on paper, if all of these hit these release dates, and who knows, because anything can change. Right. It's why we talked about it again tentatively. If all of these hit, God, this is a stacked year. Like, this is
I don't know how we're gonna have the time. I don't know how we're gonna have the time to try all of them.
Yeah.
That's the wild part.
It's one of those things where it's awesome to be an adult and it sucks to be an adult because I have adult money, but I don't have child time.
It's the rub, isn't it? It's just like, you got all the money you can buy. You got the money to buy the things you wanted as a kid. Well, now you can't, don't have time to enjoy them. It's a drag. It's a major, major drag.
Now, is there any games that you saw on the list that is, again, tentatively coming out for this year? Were there any games that, like, jumped out and surprised you that they're on the list of being released this year?
So there's a lot, but there's two that I want to bring up. And they've already been announced, and I think one's actually coming out in February. Let me double confirm that. And they're kind of coming out for two different reasons. And yeah, so the first one I'm going to talk about, it comes out February 16th. It's Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line. It is Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm. Mostly I'm surprised by this one coming out. It's already been announced, the date's coming. So it's theoretically, unless it gets pushed back within the next month, which would be weird, that it's going to come out. I'm surprised because I just didn't ever expect there to be another Theater Rhythm. I thought they were kind of like just done with that, I believe it was a 3DS game, and it kind of seemed like it was really like it really needed like the touch panel kind of thing of 3DS to like work. So I'm kind of interested how it's going to work with the Switch and a PS and the PlayStation.
I was gonna say, not just Switch.
Yeah, it's coming on PlayStation 4, and so the 1 to 8 players was another wrinkle that like was not part of the original.
It has multiplayer.
Yeah, it's just a lot of it's just like I did not think they were going to kind of just go sort of ham into this. And I really enjoyed it, especially like if I get it on the Switch, which I think I would determinedly buy it at, because it definitely comes off more of a handheld game, I think. I mean, maybe that's just my inclination because of how the first two were. Mm-hmm. So maybe that. But that was like one that I was just kind of like. I was just really surprised when that got announced. I'm like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, it's coming out in like 6 months or whatever when they announced it. Cause it wasn't that long ago. I feel like when they announced it, it was pretty recent.
I want to say it was a Nintendo Direct. I think it was.
Yeah. And it wasn't like super long ago. Right. It was within the last few months. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm tripping. But anyway, I'm a little surprised I'm making another one.
It was
one.
Definitely within the next few months. And sorry, I just had to close the door real fine. Quick.
So, I mean, like I was, I'm pretty surprised by that. The second one has more to do because, like, I didn't think this was ever going to happen again. And obviously, once in 2019, actually, 4 days ago, it was 4 years, I believe, to the day that it was announced that they were doing this. And once, obviously, that it was actually a company that were going to do this, AEW Fight for the Fallen, because we had not had like a pro wrestling game. It had only been basically WWE games. I mean, you also had the Japanese centric one. I forget the name, escapes me right now.
Fire Pro
something. But like basically like the way that they're making this AEW game really seems like the WWE SmackDown versus Raw style games of old. And like the only one that came out with that was WWE. It wasn't like any other pro wrestling company. And you knew once AEW was announced with Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks and the Elite, Cody Rhodes and all them, they did like and Hangman Adam Hangman Page. They said that they were going to do that with their video of being the Elite 4 years ago. You kind of figured, especially since Kenny is an avid gamer, that they were going to try to do something like this. But it still just blows my mind that there is going to be a pro wrestling game that I am super, super looking forward to. And Fire Pro, the few times that I played it, is actually fun, but it's a lot more technical than I would like necessarily. Where it's kind of almost like playing like a fantasy football version of pro wrestling. It's like you got to like kind of like get all the little minutiae. Mm-hmm. But like this AEW Fight for the Fall, I'm really looking forward to. And it's been a long time since a non-WWE game for pro wrestling was something I was looking forward to, but and that's why I'm kind of surprised, because if you'd said this, you know, to like teenage Pete, you know, saying like, hey, there's going to be a pro wrestling game when you're like in your 30s that's going to come out and it's not going to be a WWE game, you'd be like, well, that's not true. There's not even another pro wrestling company that's like as big as WWE. And AEW isn't as big, but they're big enough.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to that one. And that one, I think that one's going to be a blast. And I think that one's also going to be day one release on Game Pass too. So that I'm really looking forward to that one being on there.
Yep. So, and it is also, it's also the return of Yuke's as a developer for a wrestling game. So like a lot of people might remember, like they were, of course, back in the early 2000s, like they were the kings, so to speak, of, you know,
they made wrestling. They made, I think my favorite one, I think they were a big part of Here Comes the Pain, SmackDown Here Comes the Pain, I believe.
Yeah.
I think that's widely regarded as like one of them, not the pinnacle of like pro wrestling games. So,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I totally get it. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, there were some other wrestling games that have happened over the years. Like, there was the TNA games that happened, which like could have been good, but I think they're I feel like their developer was just not up to snuff, you know, at that time, unfortunately. And I do have to shout out, even though like I hate, like this game is terrible, but I enjoyed the hell out of it as a kid growing up. But Backyard Wrestling,
it was like the NBA Jam or something of that, wasn't it? Something like
Terrible game. It was Insane Cloud Posse, like was the big backers of this game. And it's a terrible game, but I loved it. I played so much of that game when I was younger.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it'll be nice to kind of see how this actually turns out and you know, all the things that they want to do with this game, because it's supposed to have like a career mode and it's not supposed to just be kind of like this like arcade smasher. You know, it's supposed to have like, you know, some depth to the game. So I am curious to see what comes of that. For myself, I mean, I know I picked like the non-obvious one to start, but I have to pick the obvious one for this one. And that's Dead Island 2, because like this game was supposed to be dead forever ago.
It is Dead Island.
Like the fact that this game actually, like, again, this is tentative because it did get delayed from its original announced release date. But it was one of those things where it's like Dead Island 2 literally had one trailer and it was like literally Goat Simulator 3 used that trailer to announce their Goat Simulator 3. But it was one of those things where
I forgot about that.
Dead Island 2 like had one trailer and everyone was hyped for it, and then it just literally disappeared off the face of the earth. Like no one said a peep about it, anything of that nature. And so the fact that it's actually one has been re-shown and two is releasing in this year is absolutely insane to me. It's again similarly to that one thing of saying, you know, like you talked about with AEW, it's like, if you had told me a few years ago that Dead Island 2 actually will release, I would have been like, no. Like, this game, as much as I loved Dead Island and I wanted Dead Island 2, is not happening. And so the fact that it's actually coming this year is pretty insane. Wild, yeah. And I'm curious how well it sells, because it now has two things in my opinion that have going for it, which is one, the fans of the original Dead Island, like, wanting to play a new Dead Island. And two, how many people get really intrigued by the fact that it, like, again, this game basically became non-existent and then has reappeared. And so many people have heard the discussions of, like, Dead Island 2 just, like, you know, disappearing. How many people get intrigued by that go, I wasn't going to get this game originally, but now I'm actually curious to see how this game is.
Yeah, that sounds... I totally slipped my mind that Goat Simulator stole their... what do you call it? For their trailer. And it was just like... Oh, that's so fantastic. I really hope it's a great game.
We're streaming that, and that literally, like, remember, I was like, oh my god, it's Dead Island 2. And then I was like, wait a minute, I was like, nope, Dead Island 2.
Goat Simulator. It had totally slipped my mind until you brought it up. That is, I really hope Dead Island is a smash hit, and I hope it gets released, and I hope it's not just a bait, but man, I'm cautious about that one a little bit. We'll see.
I'm hella cautious. I'm not saying you're not.
I am
so cautious about that one, just because, again, it disappeared so much. And then when it reappeared, they're like, hey, it's here and there's a release date. It's like,
I've read the story before.
And then it literally gets delayed from its original release date after it got announced a release date. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see what that goes.
Yeah, no,
but Pete, because games get delayed all the time, though, when you were looking at the list, what one do you feel is, like, prime for being delayed?
Because I'm a cynic and I just assume it's going to happen, one of the games I put on here was Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I just assume that it's just like, it's not going to happen. It's just like, they're just going to bait me and it's going to be like early 2024. But the ones I want to talk about, and I kind of want to talk about them, not because I think, like, I almost think one of them is going to be delayed specifically because, like, they're both projected for, like, the first half of 2022 or 2023, rather. And I feel like it makes more sense just kind of to make sure that they aren't released in at least the same quarter, is Redfall and Starfield. I feel like one of those is going to be moved back just a little bit, if not, you know, to, like, more like second, third quarter, because they're both being released by Activision Blizzard. Bethesda, I believe, right?
Well, yeah, but Microsoft, yeah, but yeah, but, Microsoft, Bethesda. Yeah,
Microsoft, you're sure. And, like, they're supposed to be big name games, and I kind of feel like they're both projected like quarter one, quarter two, I believe, when I looked at it. And I feel like one of them is more likely to be like quarter two, quarter three, to kind of, like, give them a little bit of a gap so people try to get access to both of them. Although, I guess both will probably just show up in Game Pass, if I had to guess, almost.
They are Game Pass games. But if they don't,
oh, they are already. They already announced it. So there you go. So maybe they don't. Maybe that doesn't matter. But I feel like if I had to guess, if I had to project, that'd be the one of the two I look at. Just like, just at a glance. Maybe Dead Island 2, since I already got delayed once. But those are the two that when I was, like, skimming and glossing over the list, I was like, I feel like it makes more sense to these to be sold a little bit with more of a gap than just being kind of like projected for the same release date. What about you? What was one of the games you were looking at to be delayed?
Well, I'm going to first say I agree with you with Starfield or Redfall, like one or the other, because you don't want those stacked on top of each other. And similarly, the one thing that you have to keep in mind with Game Pass, right? Game Pass, the biggest thing that Xbox wants is for you to continue staying on the service. And what's the easiest way to do that is to continue to build hype. So if you release them both at the same time, you know, you basically could hurt your own marketing pushes. Yeah. And so I agree. I think one of them gets pushed, and that's just to stagger the releases just a tad bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll have to look at that. For myself, actually, the one that I'm really feeling is going to get delayed, and it's because you know, kind of, it kind of came back out of nowhere. Not as bad as like Dead Island 2, but my wife is going to be so upset when I say this, is The Wolf Among Us 2. So The Wolf Among Us 2, like, remember, Telltale Games shut down. Like, after they had announced this game, they shut down. And now they're back. And The Wolf Among Us 2 was announced. And then it was, like, radio silent for a long time. And then all of a sudden, I think it was at Gamescom, if I remember correctly again, is like, The Wolf Among Us 2 reappeared again. And it's like, hey, it is coming out next year. And so it's like, I just feel like that one could easily be delayed. And it's a great game. I mean, if you've ever played The Wolf Among Us, which if you haven't, you should, because like it's on sale all the time. Go pick it up. You can get it for like less than $5. Excuse me. But like the game itself is a lot of fun. But I just feel like that one is prime for delay. Now, Cobalt's over here in chat. And Cobalt, a faithful listener and supporter here at Press Start and the One More Game podcast, had already revealed to me that this was their game they're looking forward to the most. But they're also saying it is the one that they feel could also be delayed, which is Armored Core 6. Because they were like, an announcement came out and a release date. And it's like, what? Like, this came out of nowhere and it's a release date. The only reason I don't think it may happen is because we're talking about FromSoft. And FromSoft has done fairly well with hitting the release dates of the games when they put the release dates on there. Now, granted, Elden Ring is a different story. The pandemic also impacted things. Let's keep that in mind. But typically, From Software has done a really great job. When they put out a release year or a release window, they're pretty on point with that. So that's the only reason I don't know if Armored Core will get delayed. But I could see it too.
Yeah. I agree. I was actually going to bring that up, but you were on the ball on that one. So I do agree. But yeah, I think I mentioned like FromSoft games before, and you mentioned that like they're pretty good about, and like you said just now, they're really good about hitting their target release dates. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. Also, because like FromSoft there's been a significant gap since their last Armored Core release. So maybe for some reason that affects it. Maybe they don't think they have it up to snuff. But yeah, I would at least hope that they plan on hitting it. When they know they have the people that are going to be super excited about it. So, you know, I hope they have given their stuff enough time to actually, with the target date, that they actually are going to hit that one. But we'll see.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that From Software, because of their Souls success, has been able to build up their studio to have multiple teams. So it isn't one of those things where like the team was working on Elden Ring and then was just like, all right, time to make Armored Core and we're going to try to make it at the same time, right? Like it's like, no, like this definitely has been in development for a little while. So I agree with Cobalt again. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it gets delayed. But again, From Software has just been pretty good with hitting their release windows. But Pete, I got to ask you. So we looked at the games, and we're going to have to speed things up just a little bit because of the timing of this episode. But first, I got to ask you, what are you hoping as your dream announcement for 2023?
So my first one was Kingdom Hearts 4. It's not Kingdom Hearts 4. My heart pulled me aside and said, look, buddy.
I know what it is.
You know what it is.
I know
what it is. You know what it is too, Jeremy. You know what it is. Final Fantasy IX Remake. That's what I want. That is what I'm waiting for. That's what I want to hit. Which is funny because I actually got into a discussion with some of my friends on another Discord over the last week saying like, I think we might be going a little bit too heavy on the remake kind of thing. Even though you're starting to get like with Final Fantasy VII Remake, they're actually kind of building new games and new stories. But I feel like they might be going to the well a little bit too much with remasters and remakes because it's just an easier cash grab with both nostalgia and hitting a new generation. I don't care. I want a Final Fantasy IX Remake, and I hope they do it, and I really hope they give it to me, and I really hope they announce it. And there's apparently another new announcement that they're teasing about a new game that's not Final Fantasy 16, it's not Final Fantasy 16 related, it's not Final Fantasy 14 related, it's not Final Fantasy 7 Remake related, or Rebirth, or whatever they're calling it. I'm really hoping it's Final Fantasy 9.
Yeah, We may actually have to have a whole episode on the whole remake remaster discussion. Spoiler alert, I don't think that it is a bad idea. However, I will say this. That teased announcement, I will admit, I am hoping it is multiple announcements, because sure. Final Fantasy IX Remake is one of them that I hope is a part of it. But you already know what my one is, because I just made mention of it earlier in this episode, and I have made mention of it prior times when we talk about the NVIDIA GeForce leak. And it is Final Fantasy Tactics Remaster. I want that damn game. I don't care.
I want it so bad.
Yeah, I don't care how many times I've played Final Fantasy Tactics. I want to play it again, and I want to play it in a really nice format on my Nintendo Switch. Like, that's what I want, and I would love a remake version of it. It would be amazing if there was a remake, like a modern-day version. You know, like, this is big picture, really throwing it out there, but The Deerfield Chronicle, if you remember when this was announced at the PlayStation State of Play, I made mention at the very beginning, and I got super excited, and I went, oh my god, is this the Final Fantasy Tactics remaster? Yeah. And it wasn't, of course, it was the Deerfield Chronicle. But if it was the Final Fantasy Tactics in that same art style, like in a modern day version of what we got with the Deerfield Chronicle, that would, like, to me, I would probably cry even more than I did a Final Fantasy 16. Like, I legitimately, if we got something like to that kind of level of a remake for it, because not only would that be just amazing from a graphical standpoint and like getting to see these characters that I really love, like in a 3D format, but just experiencing the story of Final Fantasy Tactics in that 3D format would be amazing. So I'm right there with you. Like, when there was that tease about, like, this is not 16 or 7 related, I was like, oh, please. Like, please don't do this to me.
I've been hurt before, Squeenix. You don't have to be making Jeremy and I pain because of your disappointed dad bullshit.
Yeah, and I've been hurt many, many times by Square Enix. Don't hurt me again, basically. Don't hurt me again.
Don't do it.
So my last thing that I want to ask you, and this is more like free-flowing, whatever you want to say and stuff, sure. But every year people set goals for the year, right? I set goals. I tweeted them out. You can go check them out if you want to follow me over on Twitter at Darcey28. But I tweeted out my goals, my personal goals, basically, of the year. But I got to ask you, Pete, what is your gamer goals for 2023?
My gamer goals? They are podcast-centric. I've had too much rice wine.
Apparently.
Too much sake. Yeah, no kidding. So my gamer goal for this year is have a new game played for every show, essentially. I'm not going to say I beat a game. I'm not going to say I played along, but I want at least like an hour or two where I play a new game that I haven't played before. Now, it could be like a remaster of a game I play. It could be a remake or whatever. On my PS5, I downloaded Final Fantasy VII Intermission today, the Intergrade, so I'm going to play through that.
Ooh,
yeah. So things like that. But I do want to play just new games. I don't want to play the same games that I've been playing, and that's kind of like my goal. We'll see how long it lasts, but between PlayStation Plus and the Game Pass, I feel like I should be able to play a new game and have a different game lined up for what we played, what you've been playing lately every week. And that's kind of my personal gamer goal specifically this year.
Now, you're one of my best friends. So you know that, of course, I can't just sit here and not give you shit. I am going to laugh so hard with the first episode, like not the first episode, but the first episode that you go, yeah, so I played Magic Arena this week.
Hey, I will have you know, I have not played Genshin. I have not played Magic Arena. Magic Arena isn't even on my computer or my phone anymore. I don't even have Marvel Snap on my phone anymore. All those are gone.
I'm going to tell you right now, there was an episode in 2022 where you were like, I legitimately uninstalled this game. I'm not playing it anymore. Oh, and then the 100%. Very next week, you were like, come back. I played Magic Arena. I reinstalled it and I played Magic Arena.
Now that I know you're going to laugh at it, though, I'm going to pull that out randomly one episode and be just like, technically, I haven't played it this year.
Technically, you would be right. So I guess I couldn't be mad at you. For myself, my gamer goals this year, it's kind of similar to you, so it's more so podcast related, but I do want to get us here on the podcast up to enough reviews so that we have an aggregated score on Spotify. I've made mention of this several times here on the podcast, but like, we don't have an aggregated score here yet on the podcast on Spotify, so like, I'm hoping that we get to that point. And then secondly, it's more so like a goal that I kind of place every year, but it's something that I'm trying to be more cognizant about this year, which is I'm going to try to not buy as many games. And it's not necessarily because I don't want to buy many games. It's, you know, everyone knows how much I just buy. Like, I love games, so I buy a lot. It's more so I want to get to a point where I play the game, like a said game, more thoroughly, to where I can then come here onto the podcast and give an even more thorough thought process on some of those games. Because I feel like a lot of times I do get like so into like, oh, I played like seven different games, and then like, what do I end up doing in my what have you played lately? I was like, oh, I played this game and it was great. I played this game and it was great. I played this game and it was great.
Yeah, I get you. I feel so, like that too. I have to BS sometimes. So
yeah, so I hope that I can like, you know, play them a little more thoroughly. But Pete, before we go into the upcoming releases, is there anything else you want to say about the year ahead of gaming, you know, goals, anything before we get into those upcoming releases?
I guess now is a good time to bring it up as any. It's not game related. It's not goal related. Shout out to Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin is the safety for the Buffalo Bills in this game on last Monday night. Had cardiac arrest on the field. It's a freak thing that happened. It's a play that happens dozens of times every NFL game, every football game basically, and it just he got hit in the chest right above his heart and put him into cardiac arrest. But today we had an update where he is apparently responsive now. He is intubated still, so he's still using needs assistance breathing, but he has been responding, like writing comments and acknowledging people and like moving. I believe he's been moving his hands and feet.
Yep,
from what I've read, and it's really awesome. It's really awesome to see people just kind of come together, and it's I guess if I have a personal goal, a goal for just in general for humanity, is he has he had a foundation essentially to get toys for kids, for less fortunate children, families, whatever, for Christmas, that didn't want to raise like $2,500. He started when he was still in college, I think, and it was at like 10 grand. And then after this injury happened, I believe now it's like at $7 million. Mm-hmm. And just be kind to other people. Just, you know, it's hope to make people's 2023 slightly better than they were before they meet me, even if it's just like passing in a store or something. So that's basically what I want to do. That's what I hope to do. And also, you know, thoughts and prayers and hearts out to Damar Hamlin and his family and his teammates and the Cincinnati Bengals, too, with the fans that were at the game. That's just it's all a really, really unfortunate situation, but it seems like Damar is recovering slowly but surely, and a lot of people came together to, you know, make people's lives a lot better since then. So hopefully we just continue doing more of that.
Yeah, I echo your words and thoughts and sentiments. You know, of course, I've just like a lot of people around the world, you know, check my Twitter probably like several times a day trying to see like, is there any other update? Is there any new update? So getting the update that we did get today about, you know, the things that he said. And I also have to say, like, I know it was a good, it's a good thing. So like when I laugh here in a second, I'm not trying to be like, you know, coy or like mean or anything like that. But I found it hilarious because as a you know, a player myself who is very competitive and a coach and stuff, I love that one of the very first things he said after he like came to be was like, who won? Hey, like, who won the game?
That is definitely a competitor through and through. Yeah. I've been in those situations where it's just like, that's the first thought of it. It's like, who won? It's like, well, it's not really what matters right now, but you know, here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that because
the doctor's response for everybody was, Damari, you won the game of life. So,
yeah,
you know, but yeah, it was pretty funny reading that was one of the first things that he acknowledged to people about this. What was the result of the game? And it's like, yeah. Well, sure.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, I echo those things. And yeah, so with that being said, let's talk a little bit about games that are coming out this week. So if you want to buy a 2023 game, you don't want to buy any 2022 games. Those are old. Let's buy a 2023 game. We're buying some new ones. Here you go. Here's the games that you can buy. And it starts with Friday, January 6th. We Are the Caretakers for Xbox Series, Xbox One, and PC. On Monday, January 9th, you have Scrap Riders for Switch and PC. On Tuesday, January 10th, you have Flash Part PC, Path of the Midnight Sun for PC. Wednesday, January 11th, you have Kart Rider Drift for PC, iOS, and Android. For Children of Silent Town, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Kandria for PC. And then Thursday, January 12th, you have Lone Ruin for Switch and PC. Vengeful Guardian Moon Rider for PS5, PS4, Switch, and PC. Terror of Hemosaurus for Switch. Rogue AI Simulator for PC. Gatewalkers for PC. Chasing Static, PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. And then Friday, January 13th, you have Under Dungeon for Xbox Series, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot for PS5 and Xbox Series, and One Piece Odyssey for PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Pete, any of these catching your attention?
So Flash Party and Path of the Midnight Sun were two that have come out on Tuesday. Flash Party is, I'm not going to say it's going to be like a game that I'm going to get or super awesome, but with different characters, obviously, but like kind of like a Super Smash Brothers style of fighter, and it looks pretty fun. It looks pretty interesting. I mean, that fast-paced kind of style, I really enjoyed it with, even though it was a slower-paced game, I liked it with the multiverses. Basically, every version of that style of fighter game was pretty fun. Path of the Midnight Sun looked pretty cool as well. Kandria was another one. And then this one, I just thought the trailer was kind of funny. The way they were showing the game was a going around blowing stuff up as a dinosaur. Terror of Hemosaurus were like the four I was kind of looking at. So, obviously, there's the One Piece Odyssey one too, but that's more just like a, yeah, I mean, that's fun, but that's also $60. So I don't know if I'd want to drop that much on a game like that.
Yeah, so for myself, One Piece Odyssey is definitely the top one, like, admittedly. And I'm not a One Piece fan, obviously. Sure. One Piece was way further along when I started to get into anime, and it's always been it's too many episodes for me to get into. But I loved what I saw of One Piece Odyssey. I've always been interested in the One Piece, like, characters. And so Odyssey has, like, really caught my attention. So I'm really looking forward to that one. And then, you know, not to repeat any of the other ones that you want to say, but I do want to give a shout out to this, and I'm also kind of giving a tease, is Path of the Midnight Sun. So some of those other ones you listed, great. But Path of the Midnight Sun, this game has been on my attention or my radar since the last Steam Next Fest. I had it downloaded as a demo. Never got to play it because by the time I went to go play it, the Steam Next Fest had ended and the demo no longer was usable. But this was a game that started off as a ROM hack for Fire Emblem, and then basically the developer decided to turn it into its own game. So doesn't play like Fire Emblem anymore. It plays more like your typical JRPGs, but it's like a visual novel JRPG. However, the developers reached out, and I have a review code for that said game that I am going to be working on and playing. So we will be having some content and thoughts about that game coming up next week for the episode, as well as on the YouTube channel here, youtube.com/pressstart28, that you can come and check out and see my thoughts. Now, I will admit, I will not have the game beat by then. I already told the developers, like, it is, I got the code yesterday, and I, because this is not my full-time job, I will not be able to get through this game because it is a JRPG. It is a long game. But we will have some content coming up for that. So I'm excited, actually, to dive into that probably tomorrow before the stream, because I won't be able to stream it. It's under embargo, of course. Yeah. But
right.
I will. I am looking forward to diving into that one. So that's the other one.
Pretty sweet. I'm looking forward to seeing hearing your thoughts.
Yeah. So with that being said, I'm going to start the final thoughts for the episode. It's just something that basically I want to echo after you talked about DeMar Hamlin. You know, you said you want to make other people feel happy, feel better. And I agree with that. I don't do it as much as I used to, but I will say one thing that I started doing that I think means a lot to some people, like even if though it's a minor thing, is I try to smile and say hi to people that I pass by. Like, so, you know, on a day that you're just walking and you walk up to, you know, walk by somebody, and typically what do people do? They'd act like, I don't know you, I'm gonna pretend I don't see you, and I'm gonna just keep walking. And like, that's what most people do. But I like made a conscious effort many years ago to just like try to look that person in the eye as you get close and say, hey, how you doing, right? Or say like, hello there, right? Say something, you know, very small. And the reason I do that is because I have found out over the years that sometimes when someone's having a really bad day, that thing, even the very minor smile, pass by and say hi, can mean the world to some people. Like, it could really just change their day. I had an incident like that actually happen. And so I want to say, if that is your goal, if one of your goals this year is to just spread some goodwill and try to make some people happier, that's a very easy way to do it. So consider doing that in 2023. And again, say hi to more people. It can really mean a lot to them. Pete, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with before we send them off into the weekend?
No, I mean, you echoed my thoughts. I'm going to echo your thoughts. You know, just be kind, be good to one another, y'all. It's what we should strive to do every day, because Lord knows there's people that are way more power than we do. They do not give a crap. sorry to throw this on a cynical about, but you know.
Well, you wouldn't be Pete if you weren't cynical a little bit on the episodes.
I mean, what are you gonna do? But you know, just at the end of the day, you know, watch out for yourself and everybody, other people.
Just remember, everyone, it is a new year. You have a whole year to make changes, improvements, do anything that you want to do, even if it is you don't want to change. Hey, you have a whole year to keep that up. Make this year the best year possible, but also, because of course you're here, make sure this is the gamiest year that you have of the year. Go play a lot of games, have fun, enjoy yourselves. Oh, yeah. And everybody, that's all that we have here for the One More Game podcast. And this episode, I've been one of your co-hosts, Jeremy Culver, aka Darcy. This has been the California Thirst Quencher, Pete Legia, and we really enjoy bringing this to you. So as always, everybody, stay hydrated, stay healthy, stay safe, and keep on gaming. We'll see you all on the next episode.